There is always another story or another side to it. A unique angle, a unique viewpoint, a unique insight. This is Chai FM. For Chai FM, I'm Michael McKenna. Let's begin with a strong reaction to the Australian government's stance on the Gaza war, with the Australia, Israel and Jewish Affairs Council strongly criticising a joint statement calling for an immediate ceasefire signed by 28 countries. Executive Director Colin Rubinstein argued it undermines Israel's security, falsely endorses Hamas propaganda and benefits Hamas by accepting a ceasefire, allowing Hamas to retain control. Australian officials defended the statement as Australia's strongest response yet, while Israel rejected the statement as disconnected from reality. Following on from that story, Israel's foreign ministry has firmly rejected a joint statement by 25 countries and the European Union calling for an end to the Gaza war, accusing it of aiding Hamas. Israel emphasized that Hamas is solely responsible for the conflict, including hostage issues and violence, citing its role in escalating tensions and harming civilians. Israel argued that the focus should be on Hamas's actions, asserting that such international calls overlook the group's key role in prolonging the conflict. A Boston federal judge has heard arguments in a high-profile case between Harvard University and the Trump administration over $2 billion in research funding frozen due to alleged inadequate responses to campus antisemitism. Harvard claims the funding freeze violates First Amendment and civil rights laws, disrupting numerous vital research projects. The institution maintains that it has taken steps to improve campus safety and policies. On a lighter note, a Jewish-Muslim partnership is launching the Interfaith Wellbeing Festival on the August bank holiday in London to promote community solidarity. Co-organized by Maccabi and the Faith and Belief Forum, the event will feature music, sport, food, workshops, and various activities. Jewish and Muslim leaders have co-produced the festival to foster connection and understanding. Attendees can enjoy prayer tents, kosher and halal food, and live performances aimed at breaking barriers and encouraging unity. Let's now look at what other stories have made headlines. President Isaac Herzog received the new ambassadors of Poland and Malta at the presidential residence, highlighting the renewal of diplomatic ties with Poland's return after 4 years. U.S. Ambassador Mike Huckabee announced a resolution regarding visa issues for Christian groups, confirming that the dispute is now resolved. Romania has signed a multi-billion euro deal with Israel to acquire advanced air defense systems, enhancing its military amid regional instability. A senior Iranian lawmaker has warned that Iran might withdraw regional security commitments if Europe reimposes sanctions by the end of August unless Iran engages in nuclear negotiations. Munich residents recently created a human chain around a synagogue to support Germany's Jewish community, whilst an anti-Israel protest passed through the city centre during Shabbat prayers. Israeli police have clarified that reports of arson by Jewish extremists at the Church of St. George in Tabor are false and lacking evidence. They have cautioned against misinformation which can mislead and incite the public. Oscar-winning lyricist Alan Bergman, famed for collaborations on hits for Barbara Streisand and Yentl, has passed away in Los Angeles at the age of 99. And finally, in 1925, Jewish Women's Labour League members in Toronto established a summer camp now known as Camp Nivelt, meaning New World. The camp will be celebrating its 100th anniversary next month from the 23rd to the 24th. Originally called Camp Kinderwelt, it grew from a small, volunteer-run camp to a large, multi-generational community, hosting renowned folk musicians such as Pete Seeger. Today it remains a lively, radical space for families, arts and activism, celebrating its rich history with performances, art and community events. For Chai FM, I'm Michael McKenna. This Chai FM Global Update is a daily newscast focusing on Jewish news from the diaspora. It's free for you to listen to on chaifm.com, and if you subscribe, we will email it to you daily.